The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, has also issued a statement around vaccines. And this comes as the EFF is demanding that SAHPRA allow Sputnik and Sinovac vaccines. So that's the Russian and Chinese vaccines for use. The EFF saying that they're going to protest. They will resort to action against SAHPRA and all sorts of things. So Silverani Padiyachi is a senior manager for pharmaceutical evaluation at SAHPRA. Silverani, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. You've issued a statement just explaining where we are at the moment in terms of the various vaccines. Talk us through that.
Okay, good afternoon to yourself, Mandy, and the listeners. So in terms of vaccine registration in South Africa, we, of course, follow a pathway which we call a registration pathway where there's sufficient information in terms of the quality, safety and efficacy. So when we talk about those, we're looking at adequate clinical trials and non-clinical information to demonstrate that the vaccine will be able to perform or be effective against the virus. I think essentially when we look at a product for registration, these are the components that are critical, and key is the fact that it is manufactured from a facility that complies with good manufacturing practice. So in terms of the vaccines that we currently have approved, so we have the COVID-19 vaccine Janssen that has achieved registration with condition. We have the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine, which has received a Section 21 and is progressing rapidly towards a registration with conditions. And then we also have the vaccines with respect to Sinovac, CoronaVac vaccine, as well as the Sputnik V vaccines that are currently under review. And, of course, we are still waiting for some key information with respect to the clinical efficacy for the South African variant, or the what we could call the Beta variant.
Mm. Okay, so just to be clear, as you said at the tail end there, the EFF is pushing SAHPRA on Sputnik, which is the Russian one, and Chinese vaccine, which is Sinovac. And you're saying that those are still under consideration at this point because you are awaiting more results.
Yes, we're still awaiting some additional information with respect to the efficacy on the Beta variant. And there are some other issues which we do believe can be resolved, or they can provide the necessary outstanding information.
The EFF also making some claims against SAHPRA, saying that you are captured by the big pharmaceutical companies and by the West, and also making allegations against the chairperson, Helen Rees, and conflicts of interest. What is your position in response to all of those allegations?
So we at SAHPRA, our mandate is to ensure quality, safety and efficacy of any medicinal product that we approved for public use. So that's basically the stance that we take. We look at the science, we look at the information that is provided, and whether indeed this is going to be to the benefit and is safe for the use by the public. So irrespective of who says what, that is the process that we will be following. So I don't have any other comment other than that we will stick to our mandate.
Okay. They're also saying they will consider militant mass action and even approaching the courts. But I imagine you would defend yourself against any of that, and you would assure the public that you are doing what is necessary to ensure that we are safe when it comes to vaccines.
Yes, we definitely would ensure that we maintain the mandate of SAHPRA.
Silverani Padiyachi, Senior Manager for Pharmaceutical Evaluation at SAHPRA, explaining there where we are with vaccines at the moment. So as you know, the Pfizer vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been approved. The Sputnik and the Sinovac vaccines are currently being considered. And then remember, there's also Sinopharm and Moderna vaccines, but they are not under consideration for SAHPRA because they haven't made an application. They haven't submitted those to the authorities. Authority. So the EFF is going to be marching tomorrow. They say that they think that SAPRA has been captured. They want those vaccines to be rolled out. What are your thoughts on that? On the SMS line, hi Mandy, can the Chinese and Russian vaccines be used only on EFF members so we can see their efficacy first? That's from Zuko. And then a point of clarity here, correcting me, Mandy, it's not a new SOE, that's the Ports Authority, but a subsidiary of an SOE, Transnet. That's from Jim. That's correct. As I said, it's going to fall under Transnet. So technically, it's not an additional SOE. It's just a fattening up of an SOE when we thought that we were going to be trimming down those SOEs. So let me know your thoughts on all of that. Send WhatsApp voice notes to 072 702 1702 072 567 1567.